मैं हूँ आधा मुझ में बाकी आधा है तू। दिल में कम है धड़कन यारा ज्यादा है तू। बिन सुने
guys, welcome to a new episode of Chaat Masala. This is Basanti and I'm with my co-host Paro. We have a bunch of things to talk about. The Stardust nominations just came out. So that's something we're going to be talking about. We were really surprised that some movies didn't make it to the list. And we're going to talk about who else is going to Hollywood. And then we'll review Tamasha for you and talk about a couple of new songs.
Yes, we have a few things to talk about. There's not so much in the gossip and trailers. I guess it's the end of the year and people are counting down on best time, best looks of the year, best movies of the year. And so we don't have too much to talk about, but we are very excited to review Tamasha.
Yeah. So like, what do you think about this year? Like, just in terms of how it's been going, the movies you've seen, the gossips that have come out. Like, I feel like it's been a quiet year.
It has been. I mean, also, I feel like the people that we usually talk about have almost become adults. And so they are no longer having catfights or... except for Kangana Ranaut, which, by the way, is in love with Kareena Kapoor recently.
I don't know which episode of Coffee with Karan this was on, but there was some episode where some male actor said, actresses can be friends if they're not contemporaries. Like, if there's a senior actress and a junior actress, they can be friends, but not contemporaries, which totally fits this Kangana situation. I saw those, those things, that sound bites that came out of her hanging out with Kareena Kapoor, where she's like, I love Kareena Kapoor's cheekbones.
And I'm
like, what about Deepika and Priyanka's cheekbones? You don't like those, huh? You only like someone who's like left and gone, is no longer a threat.
Oh my gosh. And can you imagine if Kareena, and that to Kareena and Kangana, the perfect catfight, you know, people.
I know. It would have been great.
We had
bought them at the prime.
Exactly. Talking about the end of the year, we got the Stardust Awards nomination list out, as you said. And there were quite a few interesting things. So let's start with, like, say, the best actor.
So we have Varun Dhawan for Badlapur, Nawazuddin Siddiqui for Badlapur also, and Ranveer Singh for Dil Dharakne Do, Salman Khan for Bajrangi Bhaijaan and Prem Ratan Dhan Payo, Aamir Khan for PK, Ranbir Kapoor for Tamasha, and Amitabh Bachchan for Piku and Shamitab.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out if Dilwale and Bajirao won't be this year, because obviously those will be on there if the nominations came after.
I think there are some, I think Filmfare will include them, because I think Filmfare is in Feb or something.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so I think it will include them, but right now, Stardust, I guess, is just including these for right now.
Yeah, so I hate to say it, I think it would be Salman Khan.
Why do you hate to say it? We just loved on him for Prem Ratan.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's done same thing over and over again. You can't just win the award for the same thing over and over again. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think I would have to go with Ranbir Kapoor for Tamasha.
Or Varun Dhawan, actually. I mean,
he's even Varun Dhawan.
Yeah. I just feel like otherwise you're awarding this, same old, then nobody else will get to win.
But what else is good? Like, what else is Bollywood good for if not doing that? Like, that's all it does is, giving the same awards. Like, I'm really thinking from the list, realistically, who would win is Aamir Khan for PK. Because,
It's Aamir Khan.
Yep. He was, like, different and stuff. I really think he's going to win. And I'm like, that kind of sucks. Because, I didn't think it was, like, great in the movie or anything. The movie didn't blow my mind.
No, I completely agree. And I don't think the acting was anything. I mean, he was fine in it. It's Aamir Khan. But I mean, it wasn't anything great, I felt. But so the female actor, you got Deepika Padukone for Piku and Tamasha, Priyanka for Dil Dhadakne Do, Kareena for Bajrangi Bhaijaan, Kangana Ranaut for Tanu Weds Manu Returns, Aishwarya Rai Bachchan for Jazba, and Anushka Sharma for PK.
I might have to go with Deepika for Piku.
For sure. I think Deepika had the most variety performance of the year, I think. And yeah, especially if definitely. It ended with Bajirao.
Yeah, and I think like the acting, I mean, the definition of what we see as good acting is also changing, you know?
Yes.
Like it doesn't have to be over the top, Kareena Kapoor and Jab We Met type of stuff. Like,
or like just, even Aishwarya Rai and Jazba. You're like, yeah, stop. Yes.
No, like, you know, she was understated. Deepika was understated in both Piku and Tamasha, and she did so well. So, like, I would say Deepika, but I don't know who's going to.
I know. And
if Kareena Kapoor wins, I'm going to be, like, pissed.
But I don't also think Priyanka did that great a job in Dil Dhadakne Do. I mean, she was fine, but in comparison to Deepika, I don't think that she had a great year.
Yeah, I don't think she did either. And also, I can't even see Ranveer Singh, like, winning for Dil Dhadakne Do.
There was nothing. I know, there were too many people.
I think. And it was just, like, they played themselves. Like, there was nothing, yeah, there was nothing interesting about it. And not definitely not Anushka Sharma for PK.
No, I agree. So the best movie is interesting, best film of the year. So Piku, Tanu Weds Manu Returns, ABCD2? Bajrangi Bhaijaan, PK, and then Prem Ratan Than Payo. So no Tamasha.
That's weird.
Isn't it? I thought so.
I feel like Tamasha beats a lot of these movies.
I think so. Or even, what's the other one that's not on here? I'm trying to remember if there's
one more. Dil is not on here?
No, Dil Dhadakne Do is not.
That's weird. Like ABCD2 is on here and Dil Dhadakne Do is not on here? That's weird.
Maybe it's based on the one that made the most money, but Piku didn't make that much money, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well. Which one would you choose from the list?
Piku, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm not, like, that excited about that. Like, I don't know if it should win, but from this list, I guess Piku.
Yeah, I guess. It's hard for me. I think Piku would be it. Or even Bajrangi Bhaijaan, maybe. Because at least that was a different story, slightly.
That's odd. Even Phantom didn't make it to the list.
Oh, yeah, Phantom. It came
That's
and went.
That's so weird. No, but it did well, and it was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, we don't agree with the Stardust Award nominees.
I usually agree with Filmfare, so let's wait for that.
All right, sounds good. So the next one we wanted to talk a little bit about is Katrina's tell-all interview that just happened. I think it was for GQ.
Okay, so I've never heard Katrina ever tell all.
Exactly.
She's so quiet and she's so reserved and she's not media friendly. And then she just came and like spurted like 100 things.
I know. So here's, you know, there's, I've read different articles because obviously this is a big, you know, big discussion point from the media. So we've done it, you know, we heard it in different ways. But here are the 5 or 6 things that I thought was interesting. First one, her saying that she wasn't super keen about Ranbir and Deepika working together.
I mean, I can kind of see that. Like, I've been cringing a bit while watching Ranbir and Deepika's interviews for Tamasha. Like, there was this one interview where someone asked Ranbir, when are you going to get married? And Deepika piped in and said, he can't get married without my permission. And I was like, I don't know. I know that, like, the three of them have had this weird history. It's been played out in the media so much. But I kind of feel sorry for Katrina, like, watching them together.
I know, but they're so good at promoting the film. Like, they want to create that connection. They're going after, like, if Salman and Katrina ever, you know, remember Ekta Tiger? They were broken up by then.
Yeah.
And they were totally hanging out and making cracks at each other. So I can see industry doing that. Like, Priyanka and Shahid did that, and they never saw each other's face after that.
I remember that.
And we all were like, oh my gosh, they're moving in together.
I remember that, yeah.
So I feel like this industry has become so good at it, like, you know, just to get the chemistry out. But yes, I do feel bad for Katrina. And clearly she feels bad because she was, you know, and I'll read a quote. She says, I can't enforce my will on the people in my life. Their choices are their own. I may not be happy with them, but I hope that as they mature or as they evolve, their choices will change. Ranbir and Deepika's choices are not changing if they continue the moneymaker trend.
Seriously.
And why would you? And Ranbir needs this.
Yeah, I know exactly. His career has been looking down, and this film resurrected it. And everyone knew that it would because it was Deepika and Ranbir. So I don't know why. I don't see that happening. But, well, I guess we're going to see Ranbir and Katrina in a film together.
Jaga Jasus, right?
Yeah, Jaga Jasus. So maybe they're going to be the new It couple. I mean, that's all I can hope for. But the other thing that she also said was the lack of a male figure in her life. She talked about that.
Yes.
She said that I've not had like a good father figure, and that has affected my relationships or something. And she joked that it's something that I need to take up with a psychologist.
But it was just
a lot of information for Katrina. I was really surprised.
Yes, and then she also talked about how she's not close enough to Ranbir's parents, and how that's important for the defining factor when she decides to marry. And she talks about, you know, if the partner gives me what I need, I can be the best girlfriend you can wish for. And I'm like, what? How are they discussing these things? It is weird.
And it's like, okay, this happens to me when I watch Seth and Karina also, where like when Karina talks, I'm like, how are you married to Seth? Like, how is Seth married to you? And when Seth talks, I'm like, how is Karina married? Like, they don't fit, right?
No, exactly.
And that happens to me with Ranbir and Katrina too, where I'm like, you guys are so weird. Like,
yeah, they're so different.
I know. I don't know how they fit. Like, I can totally see Deepika and Ranbir way more easily. Just because they have, like, I can see them complimenting each other. I see them even in interviews complimenting each other. But I remember even when Ajab Prem Ki Gajab Kahani came out, I could not see these two, Katrina and Ranbir, complimenting each other.
I am with you. Like, at least with Saif and Karina, they look good together. They're very, very elegant. They play off each other's kind of sophistication well. But I don't think Katrina and Ranbir make a good couple. Like, in visually, per se, and or chemistry-wise.
I agree.
And the last one she said was, you know, when Salman went to the couple show, Comedy with Couple, is that what it's called?
Comedy Nights with Couple?
Comedy Nights with Couple. She talked about, Salman said something about, you know, she saw Katrina's pictures on a set of crackers, and he made a joke about how she's of no use to me. And so Katrina responded, or in the interview said, she called up Salman and said, we are in a good place and we can talk to each other, but please don't make fun of me because I don't think that's fair.
Ooh.
I know. Isn't that crazy? And the fact that Katrina comes out and talks about it, and she said, I talked to Salman and I told him to please stay out of my life and be dignified about it.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
But she did confirm that she was dating Salman, is dating Ranbir, and and hates Ranbir in the book. I mean, we got all the confirmation, GQ.
I know. Just in one interview, all of these questions we've been asking for years. And I feel like I've seen a lot of backlash on Deepika too, like just on forums and stuff, where they're like, leave Ranbir alone, let Ranbir and Katrina be. And it's like a weird position for her to be as well, like
I'm
working with an ex, and then having to deal with this, you know, the girl that broke up their relationship in the first place. You know, it's just a weird situation all around.
And they've been talking, they're very frank, like, you know, frank or whatever you want to call it. Like, Ranbir talked about the first, he first fell in love with Deepika, which was on Om Shanti Om Set. And they've been just talking about the relationship in all these media interviews, which I'm sure is uncomfortable at this point because it's been so many years and Katrina's in his life.
Yeah. I think more so for Katrina than anyone else.
But. I know. These guys are milking it. But yeah. Whatever. They're like, if this works, we got it. Ranbir's like, I need that money. I need something.
Speaking of Deepika and Katrina, and especially Deepika, I heard, did you see that photo of her on Instagram that created a huge buzz of her hanging out with Vin Diesel with the XXX poster?
Yes, so I think we got confirmation, right, that Deepika is, after her Tamasha success party, she flew to America to meet with Vin Diesel, who is the big action hero from Fast and the Furious and XXX series. And supposedly, I think we have confirmation, though.
We have confirmation, yeah.
Perfect, that she has bagged the role in the new XXX movie, Vin Diesel's The Return of the Xander Cage Returns. The Return of the Xander Cage Returns. That's very weird. But yes, that
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
So we previously knew that she was approached for Fast and the Furious 7, and then she turned it down for Ram Leela.
So she's like, as this happened, she ran over there.
No. Yeah, and she's been talking about it too. She was just like, oh, I really feel like the shelf life of Bollywood actresses is just too low.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen in the West, and I want to move. And she's been saying this in Tamasha interviews. So it's interesting. I mean, I guess that's why she was saying it, because she knew it was going to happen. But she did say that she felt bad about turning down Fast and the Furious. She doesn't regret it, but she was going to keep it open for future opportunities. And I guess she kept that connection alive, because I think it's the same casting director and everything.
I wonder why this series. I mean, I can see somehow, like, you know, Indians love over-the-top action stuff. So, like, you know, Fast and the Furious may not be popular or extremely popular elsewhere, but it is in India. Same thing with XXX. So I get that idea, but she'll be a kind of like a stunt heroine kind of thing, because the women in those movies don't have huge things to do, I guess.
That's definitely the case. I mean the thing about it is that it's not going to be focused on her. She would bring some, and I hate using the word exotic, but she would bring that element to the movie, and I guess that's why she was cast. But like let's talk about Aishwarya and Priyanka in Hollywood films. They had a little bit of that accent going, you know, they had that kind of, like, Priyanka has it in her to carry a full-fledged TV series.
Yeah.
Because she lived in America, she kind of knows the culture, she's able to kind of do it. I have a harder time seeing Deepika doing that. I guess, I don't know if it's the accent, but I just guess she's just too Indian.
I don't know. We'll see how this works, because I feel like Deepika could do different things. But I'm surprised that she would choose this specific role. I'm very surprised. And the second I'm surprised about is, I don't want this to be another Nargis Fakhri kind of role in Spy that she just did, which is just purely action and, you know, she barely opened her mouth.
Yeah, but I do think it's going to be like that. Like, not to, you know, be mean to Deepika, but I do feel like XXX movies are like that. Like, I don't remember any of the women in Fast and the Furious, except for Michelle Rodriguez. That's because she's like a reoccurring character. But
yes,
you know, it's just about the action, and it's about the bodies, it's about the slick oiled bodies, and I mean Deepika fits that. So I hope she gets better stuff to do from this. But it's also a cool thing that she's in a series. You know, it's kind of like the cheaper version of Bond.
I guess. All right. Okay. I hope Deepika has lots of fun doing this, and we have another, another great actress going over internationally, which I hope is not just international. And I hope she's able to do Priyanka-type Bollywood as well as something internationally. So that is the end of our gossip section. Very limited, but we've got a few songs on the other side to talk about, and then review Tamasha.
जन्म 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 साथ चलना यूँ कसम तुम्हें कसम माँ के मिलना यही एक जान है भले दो बदन हो जुदा मेरी हो के हमेशा ही रहना कभी ना कहना अलविदा मेरी सुबह हो तुम्ही और तुम्ही शाम हो तुम दर्द हो आराम हो मेरी दुआओं से आती है बस ये सदा मेरी होके हमेशा ही रहना कभी ना कहना अलविदा I'm not gonna be that guy.
है जिधर मेरी जन्नत वही जल रही अगर है जो ये दो तरफा ना बुझे कभी मेरी मन्नत यही तू मेरी आरज़ू मैं तेरी आशिकी तू मेरी शायरी मैं तेरी मौसिकी
तलब 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 बस तेरी
Welcome back. So we don't have any trailers to talk about, but we do have songs from the big clash coming up on December 18th. So Dilwale and Bajiraw Mastani. So new songs released and they're literally neck to neck. So one after the other. So Janam Janam from Dilwale and then Malhari from Bajiraw Mastani.
I wasn't really impressed with either of the songs. I felt like Malhari was... Okay, so I know that we've been talking about how everyone's been like, oh, Bajiraw will not... I mean, Kashi Bai will not dance because she has arthritis and stuff. But Malhari didn't feel like it was short and the song wasn't as special as it should have been for a Bajiraw Mastani fan, you know?
Yeah, I actually liked Malhari just because I felt like, you know, we saw Deepika's song, we saw Priyanka's song, and then now we have a Ranveer's song. So I think... It gave me a little bit more insight. I just really, really looking forward to his war scenes and his fight scenes. I feel like I haven't seen a Bollywood movie that is actually all the way like a, you know, Raja Maharaja other than Mahabharata and Ramayana.
Yeah, there was that Hrithik Roshan movie. But
Oh yeah, there was with Aishwarya Rai, which was pretty decent too. But yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And I thought that this song gave insight into it. I mean, it wasn't the best songs, you know, it's not catchy as much as the other two. But I think, you know, of course, it's a Ranveer song, so I doubt this would have been catchy.
It just didn't feel royal enough for me. Like, I didn't feel like it was, it didn't feel period enough for me. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I was less impressed with this than the other stuff that I've seen. I felt like the other two songs really, like, met my expectations with Bajirao. Just because of the scale and stuff. And this song should have. He climbed on an elephant and stuff. But I just didn't feel like it met my expectations. But I'm still excited for the film. I think the film looks phenomenal. So, you know, this is just as we see different elements, we have opinions about it. But that doesn't change how we feel about the film, I guess.
I agree. And so then the other one was Janam Janam, which I actually liked. I mean, you know, anytime you put some... you put the camera in front of a wet Shah Rukh Khan. I mean, you have people drooling all over.
I mean, that was my reaction. So
again, like as soon as he walks through the rain.
Right. I'm like, whoa, dude, you're so good looking. It's crazy. Like, honestly, that was my reaction. But I didn't feel that compelled by it again. I loved seeing, you know, like Shah Rukh Khan. Oh my God. And he looks so much better than he did in Om Shanti Om. Like, is he getting better with age? Like, I don't get it.
I hope so.
Anyway, so he's walking in his shirt and it's wet and it's raining. But I wasn't that excited by it. I don't feel like Kajol looks amazing. I'm not seeing their chemistry that much. It was just a song, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree. I wasn't, there was nothing much to it. Why do guys, older guys, still look really good versus why? There's something about the styling. Why is she wearing these long skirts that make her look like auntie?
I mean, but will she really wear a short skirt that'll make her look like auntie?
Like, but I feel like you could just wear like, I don't know, it's just, there's something like either the maintenance of the way Indian actresses as they age, they become less and less careful. I don't understand because how are the guys putting so much investment in how they look? And the girls are just like, oh, just put me in a Manish Malhotra damn long sari and I'll be good. So I just feel a little sad because, let's be honest, he's 50 years old. 50. Yeah. And she is not that old. So
and
I feel
like, he's hot, yeah.
Yes, and so it just makes me very sad because there's nothing about her. Like, it's not like a guy, it's not like you would go to this, you know, as a guy, you're going to a movie like Dilwale and thinking, oh, Kajol is hot. It's so sad. So anyway, so that part would really upset me because I feel like they just something about styling, or she's not taking care of herself, or she's hiding her issues with styling, whatever it is. Especially in a rain scene, that Shahrukh looks so hot, she looks like a misfit. So that was super sad for me, because obviously I'm trying to, you know, I'm dying to see that connection and chemistry and all that stuff. But I just wish that she had taken better care of herself if she was planning a comeback.
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't feel it. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's her fault, his fault, the rain's fault, whatever it is. It just makes me sad, because I'm like, I want to see Kajol and Shahrukh.
I know. Yeah. So depressing. But in this specific instance, you know, like how we've been looking at each song from Dilwale and then Bajira and then talking about each one, I think Janam Janam was better than Malhari, to be honest. But then Malhari is just, it just gives you more insight into the investment that Sanjay Leela Bhansali's made.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I think I liked Janam Janam more than the visualization of Malhari.
Yes.
But I'm still more excited about Bajira.
All right. So that brings us to the end of this small but mighty section of trailers and new songs. We'll be back with Tamasha Review.
बजने ते धड़क धड़क ढोल ताश धड़क धड़क भंडारा झिड़क झिड़क मल्हारी खड़क धड़क भड़क साली चटक मटक फटक साली दुश्मन की देखो जो फाट लावली अरे बजने ते धड़क धड़क ढोल ताश धड़क धड़क भंडारा झिड़क झिड़क मल्हारी
Now we are here with the review of Tamasha, and the little that Paro and I have talked about it, we already disagree. but it was directed by Imtiaz Ali, which, you know, everyone knows Imtiaz Ali. We're very excited. He does romance really well. It stars Ranbir Kapoor and Deepika. It was music by A.R. Rahman, and it released on the 27th of November.
Yes. So, yeah, we haven't talked about it. This is so funny. Okay. So I thought actually in many ways this was one of Ranbir's and Deepika's best movies together. In fact, after watching this, I went back and watched Ye Jawani Hai Deewani just to try and understand, you know, just to see what their connection was there. First of all, they're very mature in both movies, but especially in Tamasha, I felt like they had a very adult relationship, which is what Imtiaz Ali does so well. You know, it wasn't a child, even when they were in Corsica having fun, or, you know, 8 years later or 5 years later when they, you know, when they meet again. very adult romance. I love that about Imtiaz Ali's direction. It was, it's very hard. It's very real. There was, I felt like the first half of the movie was easygoing. Second half was harder to digest. But then I also felt like he could, I mean, he was trying to show the internal struggles of humans, and especially in today's day and age where you want to make the money. Either you're in a poverty line, or you have enough, you know, you have lots of money, or you're, you know, or you have lots of money to do everything you want, or you're in between, which is what most of us are struggling, where you're like, you're not all the way down to poverty, and but you're not all the way to, you know, wealth, where you have to work, you know, you still have to work and kind of struggle from what you want to do versus what will make money. And so that's, he really hits hard on the struggle, but I did feel like he went a little overboard, almost became Dr. Jekyll and Hyde in some way in the middle. And I was like, I'm not quite sure. Is he, something's up with his brain? It was just a struggle, but he was trying to demonstrate. So I think that part became a little over the top, but I really, really liked the movie. I really thought that I wish that in today's world, like especially after watching Prem Ratan Dhan Payo the week before, I was just like, this is the movie, this is an adult real movie, versus all these, you know, glitz and glamour of like honest and pure, no gray people that a lot of directors show.
Okay, so I agree with a lot of that and I disagree with some of it. So I loved the first half of the movie, and you're completely right. I remember when I saw Love Aajkal and I was like, you know, and it was the first time I'd seen something like that. Jab We Met was still a little romantic for me, but then Love Aajkal was very real, where they're like, hey, it doesn't make sense for us to be together, so let's have a breakup party and like, let's enjoy our breakup and, you know, do it like adults. And I was like, wait, what? This is so not Bollywood. And I felt that way about Tamasha, because I could totally see meeting someone on a journey and then, you know, getting together and being like, hey, okay, like, this is just for now, and let's not take this, not a relationship. And that stuff and that kind of thinking and that kind of those kind of decisions that we make as adults, as Indian women and men, adults, are not really shown in movies. And it showed that, and I loved the first half. I thought it was great. I was like, what's gonna happen? I'm so excited. And why is it always the same love story? I was really excited for where it could go, and then it fell for me kind of flat on its face. I know that you were disturbed by the Jekyll and Hyde thing. I was like really maha disturbed by that, you know, like when she met him, and then when she confronted him about it, I was like, he's gonna hit her. Like, he's getting so mad, he's gonna hit her. And this is not something that can be solved by love. The other thing that really like irritated me was the characterization of the woman and like how she kind of saves him and like you know what I mean? Like, I always feel like in Imtiaz Ali movies, the guy has the long storyline and the girl kind of like saves him, or like, you know, fits in his life, or like he's kind of and forgive my language, but a jerk. I want to go for a stronger language, but he's the jerk and she kind of like helps him figure stuff out. And I always feel like the woman is like a sacrificial lamb for the journey of the guy. And that kind of annoyed me also because Ranbir was playing it. Because I was like, Ranbir is always this guy who kind of gets the big storyline and kind of plays this big, you know, this guy with this big storyline. And like, the women are just like meat, you know. And I don't know, I didn't really enjoy Ranbir in this because I just felt like it reminded me of everything he's done before. I actually like Deepika. I think she looked beautiful. I think she acted well. But the character of the woman was just, like, the second half of the movie just killed it for me. I felt like there were so many nicer, cooler, better places for it to go, both in terms of story, morally, psychologically, like everything. And it just took an adult story and made it Bollywood. It made love solve everything.
Yeah, totally disagree. I feel like it, and the thing about Deepika, about, you know, being a sacrificial lamb, yes, I've always known that Imtiaz always has a lead character. And in most cases, it's been Ranbir, whether it be Rockstar or whether that be a Shahid and Jab We Met. What's interesting, for me, I thought this whole movie was, it was almost like we were looking at her character through his character's eyes. So I felt like in the first half, I thought Deepika completely overshadows Ranbir. Like, there was definitely Deepika's a strong kind of personality that's taking over. And I felt, in my mind, I felt like you were looking at it through Ranveer's eyes. In the second half, I felt like you're looking through Deepika's eyes, where what's happening to Ranveer and what she feels. And I felt like that was a very strong perspective on who these people are and what they like. I do agree with the fact that they could have, they, you know, the fact that Deepika's storyline in the second half about what she did, you know, there was so much focus about this product engineer that Ranveer was, but there was less. But I think that that would have muddled the movie. I feel like this was about an internal struggle, and they focused on the one who had the biggest one, because all of us have struggles, but there are some people who have the extreme struggles where they are just absolutely not what they are doing today. And so, and that was very, it was much more evident in Ranveer's story. And so I feel like he captured that well. And I absolutely loved Deepika and Ranveer's kind of like as the end came closer, you know, how she's trying to bring him out. Like it was, especially in the last scene when he just, you know, after his first successful play, when he's on the floor, like just staring at her and, you know, giving her, you know, almost like being so gracious to, for the life that she was able to push him towards. That was just beautiful. Like you can tell their chemistry is so strong. They don't, in the whole movie, there was no sexual connotations at all. This is not a movie that he removes a shirt, B runs out in the rain and, you know, like there was nothing. There was barely a kiss in the whole movie. But there was such strong, you could feel the love. That song where they're sitting in social and she's crying and he's, I mean, they're just, it's just powerful. I loved it. I thought that this is one of the best movies of the year because I haven't seen anything else that's even remotely close. And it just makes me sad that even Dilwale I have to go watch, where it's going to be so Bollywood, and that it's almost not even, it's just not real. And I felt like this one was just stronger and one of the best ones I've seen this year.
I think it was a good movie. Like, I would definitely say go watch it in theater, but I don't think it was, it just reminded me of Rockstar. Like, Ranveer literally was picked up from Rockstar and put in here. Like, you know, I just didn't feel anything new with it. And with Imtiaz Ali, I just feel like it's the same. I mean, he asks why is it the same story, and I'm like, why are you giving me the same story? It just feels very recycled. And I loved it in Love Aajkal. I even liked it in Rockstar. But at this point, I'm just like, give me something new. And I mean, I'm sick of seeing like the woman in Imtiaz Ali movies. And I can pick them out. Like if you give me 10 movies and you don't tell me which one is an Imtiaz Ali movie, I'll be able to tell you which one is. And because of just the characterization of how amazing this man is and how his journey is and how this woman is and how it's real and you're great and you're excited in the beginning and then it falls flat by the end. At least for me.
Did you see, what did you think of that initial, the structure of the movie? Like, so for example, when they started off with the play, with the book, I was playing the clown, which I thought was so cute and adorable. And then all the different, you know, the stories in between. It was a little like left field when they started with all these Ramayana, Mahabharata, Leela Majnu stories. I was like, what is going on? But I just thought, I wanted to see what you felt.
I liked it. I can see that the vision was there, but I just think, see, if this was the first Imtiaz Ali movie I'd seen, I'd be like, wow. But at this point, like after even Highway and the way Alia Bhatt and Randeep Hooda were, like after all of them, I'm just a little bit sick of it. I mean, I just feel like it's like the same story. I totally get that he's a good director. I also get that people like that kind of story. For me personally, the dramatics and all were great. And if the story could have like fit in it as well as I would have liked, I would have liked it.
Well, that brings us to the end. So what is, what's the score you would give it?
I would give it a 3/5.
Oh, I'll give it definitely a 4. And I would say definitely worth a watch, especially the end of the year. If you are overdone with all the Prem Ratan Dhan Payo and Bajrangi Bhaijaan movies, I think this is definitely an adult great. It's not a fun watch, but it's an adult, very, very strong movie for me.
It's a good movie. It's definitely better than Prem Ratan Dhan Payo. I agree with that. But don't go in expecting anything different.
All right. So that brings us to the end of our show, A Shock. But hopefully you enjoyed it. And we will be back in the next few weeks with Dilwale and Bajirao Mastani.
बस इतना है तुमसे कहना।